of the International Secret Police.
Zero. Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero. Ceiling zero.
When the laboratory test of the stain on Smiley's rabbit foot reveals it to be human blood, Clint and Ahmed, head of the Moroccan police, feel that the Southerner will never be seen again. Clint cables this to Chief Riley, who sends back word to meet another member of the secret police, Carlos Del Valle, in Mazagan. Meantime, Clint is determined to bring Mary Duchat and whoever else is responsible for his pal's death to justice. Leaving Speed at the police station for safety's sake, the eighth operator, with Ahmed, goes to the house where Smiley disappeared. The octopus, learning of this from one of his spies, decides on a plan to draw the police away, both from their station and the house on Lausanne Street, so that his gang may take Clint and Speed easily. Meantime, Clint and Ahmed have arrived at 167 Lausanne Street.
My men report that they have searched every room and corridor thoroughly, Mr. Barlow, and have been unable to find anything approaching a clue.
I appreciate their effort, Ahmed. And maybe I won't find anything more than they have. But I still have a hunch that Marie Duchamp and the others took Smiley out of this house by some secret passage. Maybe we'll find it in the wall, near where we saw his rabbit's foot. At least we'll try.
And you say it was off this corridor? In the women's quarters?
Yes. Oh, here's the entrance. And there's the carved panel that I mentioned, over there.
I see. Let us proceed to that spot.
Rabbit's foot was right there on the floor. Now this panel here should...
I shall start on this other side and we shall work into the center, yes?
Good idea. Here's something.
There is certainly a hollow place behind that section of the panel where you are tapping, Mr. Barlow.
Now to find a way of opening it somehow. Some of these carvings may be false, may work a lever. But first, let me make a test for possible fingerprints.
No wonder you secret police are so successful in solving your cases. You overlook nothing.
Can't afford to, Ahmed. Just let me get my kit out now and we'll dust up that wood.
But should you discover a fingerprint, what possible good would it do, my friend? There is no way of photographing it.
Oh, yes, I'm never without a camera. It's small, but plenty big enough for such a job. And now for the print.
Do you see anything yet?
No, not yet. It takes a second or two for the oils in the print to show up.
Oh,
holding the powder. No, no luck. Can't see a thing. Even under my magnifying glass.
The criminals must have worn gloves.
Or else we're on the wrong track altogether. And none of these carvings works the secret panel. Well, with nothing to lose, let's try them all.
Very well. They all appear to be solid enough.
Quick. Hold it. This rosette moved a little.
Oh, yes? See? The panel disappears.
Our secret passage, Ahmed. Let me throw the light in there before we go in. We may find a valuable clue.
Would it not be wise to send for some of my men, Mr. Barnum?
Not just yet. Too many might destroy important signs for me, Ahmed. I tell you what. You wait here while I investigate the passage. I'll make it quick. If I run into trouble, I'll make plenty of noise so you can come and run.
But I fear for your safety.
No, don't you worry about me. Just stand by and have your men ready.
Very well. We will be ready. Don't be long.
No longer than necessary, Ahmed. It's a well-built passageway. In use a long time, just by the way. What's that? Bloodstains. Yes, they brought Smiley along here, all right. There's another stain on the floor ahead. No. Nothing else, though. Not a thing to go on, and still a man is gone.
The octopus will answer for this.
Octopus master.
Yes, Abul. You have more word from Casablanca?
Yes. Our operator reports that Barlow is alone in the secret passage at the house on Luzon Street.
He found that passage?
But he's in it alone, eh?
Oh, good. Good. I am glad that he found it, Zabul. Preston disappeared forever in that passage. Why not Barlow, eh?
Shall I relay your desire to the Casablanca operator, master?
One moment. Before I destroy Barlow, I want the secret police code. Zabul, what of Ahmed, the Moroccan police chief?
He and his men await Barlow at the entrance to the passage.
Then listen and get this right. Tell our operator to send a messenger to Ahmed, saying that Barlow wants him to come to the outlet of the passage.
The true outlet, master?
No. Are there shops on the next street?
Yes.
Give one of them as a destination to Ahmed and his men. Tell them to wait there until Barlow appears. That will keep them out of my way for a time. Time enough to trap Speed Gibson.
He is still at the Moroccan police station, under guard for his safety.
I know. But we shall send a message to him as well, Zabul. And this is what I want the messenger.
Been gone a long time. Don't you think they should have been back by this time?
Under these circumstances, Speed, it is only natural. A search often does take a long time.
If they'd only let me come along. But no, I gotta sit here in the police station and wait.
I imagine there are many boys your age who would be most happy to sit in a Moroccan police station, eh?
Yeah. Unless they were under arrest. God, I don't know how I can laugh after what's happened. Smiley gone, and all the trouble we're having before we ever get started on this planning investigation.
Be glad you can laugh, Speed. It is a blessing from the gods, laughter.
If they'd only hear something from Clint. Suppose they ran into a bunch of trouble. Why, anything could happen in that big house, and nobody'd know any different.
Oh, calm yourself. Your uncle and my superior are not alone. Many of our force are with them.
Yeah, I know, but... Hey, who's that looking in the window?
What is it you wish?
I have a message for Speed Gibson.
Why, I'm Speed. What do you want?
I come from your uncle.
Clint, what's wrong?
His tongue spoke these words. Send as many police as possible to 167 Luzon. I need reinforcement.
I know it.
Wait, Speed. We don't know if this man is telling the truth.
We've got to go. Clint needs help.
We must remain calm in this moment of stress. This message may be false. A trick of the octopus.
Octopus? How would he know where I was this minute? Or Clint? No, we've got to go there.
I shall send as many men as I dare, but you must remain here, Speed.
No, you can't keep me here when Clint's in trouble.
Here? Where are you going? Come back, Speed.
No, if you're going to sit here and do nothing, I'm going to Luzon Street alone.
Failure all along the line. Smiley's vanished as completely as if he'd dissolved in thin air. Nothing but a few bloodstains left behind and this passage running into a seeming blind end. There must be an outlet, but I haven't got time to look now. It's getting too late. Better go back to the police station and pick up Speed. Should be getting to the entrance pretty soon. Still dark ahead. Oh, what the... Why, the panel's closed again. Why did Ahmed do that, I wonder? Ahmed! Ahmed! Open up! Ahmed! 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 There's something up. Looks like I'm in for it. Let's see if I can find a way of opening the panel from the inside of the passage. Put my flashlight battery hose out. Well, the wall on the inside is smooth as glass. Evidently, this is a one-way passage, all right, but what could have drawn Ahmed away from the entrance? And why did he shut the panel? What's that?
Clint! Clint, where are you?
Oh, Speed! Speed, I'm here, in a passageway, leading off the room, from where we found the rabbit's foot.
Clint! Clint, you here?
Yes! Over here, over here!
Clint, Target, behind you in the passage.
It's one of the carvings on the panel. I can't tell you which one, but try all those that have been dusted with fingerprint powder. It's one of those.
Okay, I'm trying now.
But why did you come here?
Have you seen Ahmed or his men?
No, the house is empty. Where are they?
I wish I knew. He was supposed to stand by at the panel. When I returned for my search, I found the entrance closed and Ahmed gone.
He must have been attacked by the opposite gangsters, maybe. Get back with that Arab man when he said you wanted reinforcements here. But then you would have known where Ahmed was.
Wait a minute. What Arab?
A fellow that came to the police station. Said you wanted all the Moroccan police you could get down here on Luzon Street. That guard you left me with wouldn't believe him. Thought it might be a trap. But I came anyhow.
It is a trap.
Huh?
Oh, what a sap I've been. So anxious to find Smiley that I've overlooked something that was full of holes. Steve, try to find that carving that opens this panel. We've got to get out of here.
You mean Yakov and those were here? Arranged it all?
Probably. A messenger must have been sent to Ahmed too. To draw him and his men away from here.
Oh, it's all so clear now.
Why couldn't I have seen it before?
But Clint, how the officer keeps that close track of our movements?
One of his operators must be in the Moroccan police force. Have you found the carving that moves yet, Steve?
No, I've about tried them all. It's been just as my fingerprint, Pa.
Well, hurry, hurry. Work fast. We haven't a minute to lose. Once the octopus gets word we're trapped here, he'll crack down on us.
Can't open the panel, Clint. How about me going out on the street and seeing if I can find Ahmed or someone else to help us?
Yes. Yes, you go. Go get out of here and stay out, Steve.
You mean not come back at all? Not much. I'll get help.
Order, Steve.
No, hey, someone's coming.
Hide someplace till you see who it is.
I can't see much of anything. It's getting so dark in here. I'm working with my flashlight.
Well, douse it. Douse it until you learn who's coming.
Don't hear him anymore. Say it was just someone passing on the street.
Oh, you wouldn't hear them way back here?
No, but... Clint! Help!
Help! Please! What is it? Let me out of here! Let me out of here!